Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Dust kicked up behind their bare feet, leaving their former plantations in its wake. Some held baskets, others children and babies, but hundreds of miles of walking would be worth getting to see their loved ones again. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Though the transatlantic slave trade ended in 1808, a new phase of enslavement was on the horizon, the domestic slave trade. Driven by rocketing growth in the cotton industry, this horror turned many families to resistant networks like the Underground Railroad seeking their escape. Because planters sought to transport enslaved people from the upper to lower South, over 50% of parents and children were separated. A third of marriages were destroyed. This rupture in chosen and familial communities left many searching for lost loved ones long after slavery's abolition. Roads filled with those walking hundreds of miles to reunite with their loved ones, leaving or returning to the South. Querying letters were read from church to church, seeking information, and newspapers distributed wanted ads. Some even wrote to the Freedmen's Bureau. After surviving a system that deemed them inhuman objects whose purpose was free labor, the newly freed continued to resist by recentering the people they loved, the people they refused to lose. The domestic slave trade and its aftermath is a vital part of our history, not just because of its horrors, but the story it tells about our ancestors' investment in community. Today, from the prison industrial complex to poverty and gentrification, anti-Black institutions continue to fracture our communities. But the power of community still lives in us. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.